Welcome back, everybody. It's Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke Evan. That's Evan Lewis, as well as Mike Schmidt. We're broadcasting from the southern swath of Wisconsin. We've been talking about the, well, the societies tend to, you know, people tend to go and keep their minds sane by believing as much as they can and going and creating the world around them, because there are certain people who just can't admit that they might even be wrong, or their point of view may be wrong, because they believe so strongly in it. And even if they know they're wrong, they can't stop doing it. And maybe it's an addiction, maybe it's not. I just know that the mind is a powerful thing. And if you strongly believe in something, your mind will create worlds for it to happen. Going back to the meth addict will smoke at least two or three and then go, oh, I didn't even mean to do that. Or they'll be out, and next thing you know, they like an hour later, they're somehow buying it, and they don't even remember the hour that they left to go and get it.
Drug addicts are an enterprising people. If you want to see somebody come up with $50 in short order,
yeah,
drug addict. You'd be amazed. These people work harder than anyone I have ever met.
I have done it myself.
In service of their addiction, of course.
Of course. But I'm saying that, and again, I don't want to equate the thing. I'm just saying that I'm using the mind in and of itself is a very powerful thing. And if you can believe something and make a reality about something so much, you might even be, I don't know, inspired by a bunch of lies to go and grab, let's say, 30 of your best buddies, put your bunch of khakis on, get riot gear, and go inside of a U-Haul to go and ruin a pride parade.
Oddly specific. Hold on a second. This actually happened.
That actually happened this weekend.
Yeah.
No, imagine, man, these guys. So angry.
Patriot Front. Did you see their mugshots lined up in a row? Awful. It looked like an Oblivion character creation screen. It was amazing.
It was like, and they're very white.
Oh, yes. White.
Let's see what CNN has to say here. Just to give a little summary here. 31 people arrested in Idaho have ties to a white nationalist group and plan to riot at a pride event, police say. And here's what we know. This is from Elizabeth Wolf at CNN. Updated today. After an alarmed 911 caller reported a group dressed like a little army getting into a moving truck, police in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, arrested 31 men believed to be linked to a white nationalist group who had plans to riot at a weekend pride event, authorities said. The large group, which police believe was affiliated with Patriot Front, what a great name for wonderful people who wanted to go and literally riot during a gay pride parade.
Do you remember these guys? They broke some stories about them, sort of went viral, I don't know, last fall. These are the guys they have shin guards and like Jason masks and
Well, they have a better uniform now.
Ooh.
They have now white stuff on their face, mask type of thing, like a ski mask type of thing, but like the nylon one that doesn't really work and gets your face wet and then it freezes to your face.
Like I said, they're mugshots. The masks were warranted.
Yes, they are not. And the thing is, like, this thing took place in Idaho. They are not from Idaho. None of them are. One's from Spokane. No, I know a little bit about the area. My brother used to.
Oh, Northwest is, man, there's some extremism there.
Yeah, well, don't forget, this is on the other side of the mountains from Seattle. You're on the border of Washington, the eastern border of Washington, the western border of Idaho. Now, they're obviously, this is the sixth year of their pride parade, right? So it's been going on for a while in a town of 56,000 people. I'm sure that most of the people that don't like the parade have said so and then just didn't show up. And then the people who liked it showed up enough that they said, let's do this for six more years, right? And they got along in this thing. But then these people decided to come in outside of there to go and destroy their town. They wanted to destroy their town because of a pride parade. Imagine hating people so much because they're different than you. And again, they use the Bible to go and justify this stuff. And again, they probably were at a crawfish boil in the last week or two.
And it's that war fetishism. You know, this, it's like a troop carrier from U-Haul.
Yes, it's a bunch of people who really, they probably would not, would have been, you know, they probably would have been trained out of the army had they gone in. They're the kind of people that they say, yeah, maybe you're not the best person to put out there on the front lines because you're not reliable. Or maybe you have a little bit of a problem with reality. Or maybe a little bit of a problem with extremism. But the problem is that this is happening more often than not now, and it's been given a little bit of spark to the flame by being, you know, stand back and stand by, right? Right? Are you proud? Are you proud?
Are you boys?
Are you boys? Is it exciting for you?
Oh man!
Because again, these are people in cosplay.
Remember, they folks, see something, say something.
Yeah, they. This was because a concerned citizen said, "I saw a bunch of idiots getting into a U-Haul van. They look like they're going to do something dumb."
Like a little army.
Aww. A little army. of little tiny men with little tiny egos that need to show how powerful they are. They have no outlet for it. They want, for whatever reason, they have to show how powerful and how they're going to take things back and how aggrieved they are. But these are the most insecure people on earth that do this kind of thing.
And their thumbs don't move fast enough to play Call of Duty anymore. They used to be able to get their kicks elsewhere, you know?
Yeah, and that's only good for the right and left controller now, the trigger fingers. So they're now down to first-person shooter live action. But they actually didn't have, they only had weapons of batons and riot gear. But again, how much do you hate people that, again, have you ever been to a pride parade? It's the greatest time of your life.
Yeah, there's a pretty gross initiative there.
You have to try to hate.
Yeah.
You have to try to hate them.
Yes, initiative to hate.
There's so many people that, like, even the people that hate each other are laughing at each other because it's funny and fun and ridiculous. It is great. It is wonderful. And go check it out. If you haven't, go see a drag show. If you don't like it, don't go to one again. But at least go to one. See what you're getting. Stop being mad all the time. But again, this talks to the biggest problem in society we're going to get to in the third segment here. But this is a symptom, man. Societal issue.
Stand back and stand by.